Holy moly, I've got a very important message from Zane Shaw. He's got a podcast. You're listening to Save Your Bacon with Zane Shaw and Will Palumbo. Don't lose your bacon. Get Zane and Will shaken.
Spice is the variety of kombucha, as they say, so I will not talk about kombucha on this episode. Hello, guys. This is Save Your Bacon, an advice comedy podcast where we think we're helping. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
It's weird.
Yeah. I really... And now you're catching me off guard because I
truthfully... You thought I was going to not talk about kombucha, but I am going to make you put that part in.
I was going to say...
Zane is confused because he's like, Will, twist. Are you sure you're not going to talk about your kombucha?
Are you okay? Are you doing
I did already. I did talk about my kombucha. Mm-hmm. So we're all good to go. We're all set in that department. All
right.
Zane, I do want to ask you... What do you think, you are a millennial or a Gen Z?
Oh no. That's a problem because I was like born in 1997 and that's like the moment that it like exists. And so
yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you this much. I definitely grew up forever thinking I was a millennial, and then during the quarantine and whatnot, and they're like, hey, 2020 grads, we're going to do a commercial for you guys if you send in your guys reading a script. And I was like, sure, I'll do that. And I'm in there talking about how we're Gen Z. So I did a commercial for my, actually not for my school, for the nation, I should specify, that I genuinely like did a commercial I had a bit in where I was like, we're Gen Z. They stopped the alphabet after us. That's what the script had me say.
Wait, this is something you did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, huh. I didn't write it, but like I read for it because they were looking for people that were graduating. And to be fair, because it was supposed to be 2020 graduates, and I assumed I was a 2020 graduate, so I did it. I don't know if I did graduate in 2020, but I was in it.
Good question.
Because
yeah, right.
I finished school in December 2020, but I think that classifies me as a 2021 graduate, actually.
We really took our sweet time, didn't we?
Oh, man. You know what's just absolutely wild to me is that, so you're the grade above me. We finished at the same time in college. And then there's a person in my grade that still hasn't graduated. And then there's a person that's a grade below me that graduated before all of us. So,
yeah.
I'm not one to fully understand the getting your credits out of the way early so that you can move on to graduate school or move on to bigger, better life quicker. I really just kind of went with the flow. And then once I realized I wasn't taking the mandatory classes, found out that I have to actually find the right time to make those up.
Right. Here in Minnesota, there is PSEO. I don't know if you know what that is, but
no.
It's like you could start taking college as a junior year high schooler. If you're in like the top half of your class or so. And so there were, like, when I was a junior, there was freshmen that were coming in and they were already juniors, and then they graduated when they were 20.
Oh my gosh.
With like a four-year degree, and that was just like blew me away and made me feel wildly dumb as I was like 23 or something at that point, you know.
But the fun thing about being done with school is that we can now look back on our lives and laugh about how awful our lives were. Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. I got bullied so much in middle school that apparently I blocked out all of middle school.
I actually learned so much from all those days of being bullied that I am now really good at helping other people, which is why
That's
I'm going to ask you, Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a question.
Okay, absolutely. I'm so good at helping people, I tell them to give me questions.
Yeah, it was a square peg in a round hole, you
for
know?
Sure, for sure. This person was asking questions a lot last episode, and they're going to become a very frequent question asker.
Okay.
So just get ready. This question comes from, in what state?
Okay, that's...
Is a motorist with criminal intentions, they must stop at the city limits and telephone the chief of police as they're entering the town.
Oh.
This is for all
cities in this state.
It says, in this state, if a motorist with criminal intentions is coming by, they have to stop at city limits and first phone the chief of police that they're entering town.
They need to do the responsible thing.
Is this state, I'll give you three options. Is okay, this state Washington, Oregon, or Arizona?
I'm going to go, man, that's rough. I'm going to say Washington.
And just to be specific, I am saying Washington the state, not Washington, D.C.
Washington state, yes. That is my answer.
That is your final answer. Mm-hmm. That is correct. That is correct.
Nailed it.
If you are in the top left of the United States, you have to. If you say, I'm going to go to Washington, I'm going to rob a bank, you have to call the chief of police and say, hey, just letting you know, I'll be around within the next like day or so. I'm going to do something real bad, just letting you know. And they have
to
say...
So if you continue to drive through all the Washington State towns and don't call the chief of police at each town you go through, do you get continual, like, added criminal charges?
You must. It must be... like, could you imagine getting caught robbing a bank and they'd be like, well, we're charging you for robbing the bank, but we're also going to charge you, like, five times for all those five times that you didn't tell us you were going to rob a bank.
Yeah, but you also failed to tell us you're going to rob that bank, and that's what hurts us, Jeremy.
That's actually, it was like 30 days for robbing the bank, but it's a couple years per time you did not fess up.
And I know you thought about it a couple times, and we know you thought about it, so just, you can...
You did call in Spokane, but just in Spokane. So like, it wasn't just like a one and done, you were supposed to
do
it every city.
You still get the other four. Every city you went through on the way to the bank.
Exactly.
Needed a call.
You should have robbed a bank in Spokane. I don't know why you called us in Spokane and then drove through five more cities.
Well, thank you. That's very helpful.
Very good. So I will
give
you.
Thank you for helping me with that. Yeah, give me a real question.
I'll give you a real question.
I do not want to hear. No, I see. Don't look at the board.
No, this is my phone.
Look at the soundboard.
This is my phone. Okay. Dear Will and Zane.
In what state? No, I'm kidding.
A Shipt shopper. Do you know what Shipt is?
No.
It's an app. It's a delivery app. Okay. Not like DoorDash or Grubhub. I'm pretty sure it's more like. It's not specific to groceries, if I'm not mistaken.
What do they bring generally?
Let me double check. This is the part of the show where Zane did not do research beforehand. I've seen Shipt multiple times, but I'm pretty sure that it's not exclusive to grocery shops. Mm-hmm. Although, now that I'm looking at their website, it seems like they do cater heavily to grocery shops. And I must be thinking of something else that has like an Amazon warehouse full of like trinkets that they're ready to go and deliver. All right.
Okay, so groceries.
For the topic of this, why don't we just say groceries?
We'll just say groceries.
All right. So, Dear Will and Zane, a Shipt, and for those who don't know, that's an app where they deliver groceries. Yeah.
That's groceries on that one.
A Shipt shopper just used an exclamation point with me in a text about an order. What do I do with this? How do I cope with this? P.S. Extra context. It wasn't anything angry or heated, but she got me the Venom DVD instead of a Blu-ray of the DVD, and I said that was fine, and she said, okay, in all caps with an exclamation mark, and I don't know how to read it, and I don't know how to cope with it. Signed, Mike, number one question asker.
There is a coworker that I work with, and she started on more recently, and I've noticed in a lot of the emails she sends to our customers, we're like a pretty professional company.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't me going to say anything bad about any specific person, but they, no, it's just that when they send out their emails, sometimes they'll put like four smiley faces at the end, just like six exclamation marks and like multiple smiley faces, or like the smiley face with like four mouths or something. And they've been getting great reviews.
Oh my God.
Like we get like feedback sometimes, like how is your customer service, stuff like that, and like they just get told all the time, like, oh my gosh, this person was so good. so friendly. Cannot tell you how friendly this person is. But I think that like there must be something off with your biz if the exclamation mark meant that much to you.
No, I mean, I'm on his side.
Really?
If I got okay in all caps back, I'm the type of person that, you know, if I said like how's your day going, and you said good, period, there are like 12 different ways that you probably meant that, but I just have to guess which way you meant it, because I can't hear your voice saying it.
But if I put 6 smiley faces at the end, you know kind of exactly where I'm at.
No, because you could be very, like, it could be a very, like, literally, like, overemphasizing the opposite of what you meant. It could be like, oh, it was that bad, right? Okay. Because 6 smiley faces is beyond, like, because if it's good with 1 smiley face, I'm like, okay, it was a good day. If it's good with 2 smiley faces, I'd be like, oh, cool. Like, what happened today? If it's good with 6 smiley faces, I'd say, oh, my God, what happened to you today?
Hey, man, I accidentally grabbed you the Venom DVD instead of the Blu-ray. Okay, exclamation mark. Are you sure it's okay? Are you sure it's okay that you got me?
It's the letters O and K, capitalized, exclamation mark.
How far can we go to trust people's true intents and their lack of sarcasm over texting?
What if that was just intending, like, if they were just like, also, I'm coming from Oklahoma. I just didn't know how else to say it other than the state's abbreviation.
I was texting and driving, and I want to make it as short and sweet as possible.
Okay, like, did you accidentally enroll in, like, just as they're moving along closer to you, just getting like a play-by-play, and that was them just saying, like, made it to Oklahoma.
Okay, IOIL, your back doorstep. Yeah,
your back doorstep. What's the abbreviation for your back doorstep?
Do you have a 2-letter abbreviation for your side window?
The box is in your house. It's already here. Could you imagine with me a world where every time somebody, like, let's say you are checking out at a grocery store in real life, and they say, like, oh, I don't have, like, you're like, I don't have, like, an extra penny or whatnot. Because sometimes, you know, like, they'll let it slide if it's, like, a cent off type of thing.
Yeah.
And then above their head, it just, there's an air bubble that just says, okay, exclamation mark. Do you think of it as, like, here we go again? Or, like, I'm really all right with this happening, or this, like, guy. This guy, like, I'm going to remember this guy the next time. He's going to do this again, isn't he?
You're going, like, on a list.
Where does your mind go? What's the first place your mind goes?
You know what? I know what it feels like when you're just like, oh, this person doesn't have the extra penny. You just don't want to deal with them going to find one. That's all it is, you know? Mm-hmm. But I get it. I think that, when it comes to customer service, you just have to take their face value intentions. Otherwise, you're just going to run around thinking that every customer support hates you as much as they probably actually do. And you don't want that. I think blissful ignorance with other customer support people is the greatest thing. When I am in customer support, but I have no problem when I get called about upgrading my Spectrum bundle and being told, hey, what kind of streaming service do you use? None, man. I don't want it. Just call somebody who wants it, man. Honestly, like, I've gotten called 3 times from you guys this week. I'm still not gonna bundle.
Now I'm hearing another way in my head of, like, that okay being like, okay, jeez.
Hey, whoa, fine, I won't go back and get you the Blu-ray. Jeez, fine, I'll just give you the DVD.
It's just one of those, like, yeah,
be difficult.
Just take it easy, man. And I know he said it wasn't anything angry or heated, but, like, what if it was? For one side, like, because it's not up to you if the entire thing isn't heated, or, like, if you come home and your girlfriend's mad at you, you're not all of a sudden mutually angry at her. Like, she can be mad at you without you being mad at her. So it can be heated on her side without it being heated on your side. Like, what if she just had, like, the exact same experience where she, like, she texted somebody else, like, oh, yeah, and the Blu-ray of Venom's out, so it's just the DVD, and they were just like, this is outrageous. I am going to call the cops. I cannot stand for this. And she said, no, please, I'm just doing my job. And then so when you just said, like, actually, now it's like on a turn of when when you were like, actually, you know what? It's fine. She was like, oh, thank God. Okay. All right. Somebody who understands, it's fine.
Yeah. And I mean, as a follow-up to that, my real question is, in what state does every citizen require to take a shower at least once a year?
You have to take one at least once a year?
Yes.
Do you sign the contract when you move there?
No, but it is required.
All right. Give me three options.
You have Iowa, Kansas, or Kentucky.
Okay. Iowa, Kansas, or Kentucky. I've been through Kentucky, and I've been through Kansas, and I don't think I've been through Iowa.
Which state have you been through that screams the most likely to, these people have showered at least once a year?
They shower at least once a year. Well, the first one would be Iowa in my head. And I don't know why, but because when I say Iowa in my head, it sound like it just sounds like a waterfall. Like it sounds like the Iowa.
I want to take one shower this
year. I want to take at least one shower this year.
Minimum one shower this year.
Versus I can take at least two more showers next year to make up for not taking a shower this year.
I'll double up this year and the next year I will pass. I've definitely had some people like that in some states. I got my shower in last year.
Can ask other people if it's illegal or not to take a shower here. I do think it's Iowa solely because
you
of
think
Iowa.
It's Iowa.
I want to take a shower.
I want to take at least one shower this year. That is incorrect.
Gosh,
the
it shouldn't
is
be.
Kentucky.
That would have been my last guess.
Kentucky, you do have to take at least one shower a year. It is the law.
That
and
is
you
the
know what?
Law.
That's a good law. Well, no. I mean, there's always a story behind why a law is a law,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I am desperate to know this one. Desperate. I am at my last end to know why this law exists.
Somebody very clearly had to have been at the wrong place, wrong time. Like at the Capitol building, getting, like, the key for the day, and, like, it just being like a, I'm sorry, I don't know if I can hand you the key, because if I come any closer to you, I will faint. I cannot make it within a certain amount of feet to you, because the amount of yourself that you are letting off fume-wise is actually the poison in the city that I thought was, like, when people were like, hey, there's a toxic cloud coming over the state of Kentucky, it actually was just your body odor.
Yeah. I this is wild. I found an article that kind of talks about some of these particular Kentucky wild ones. There is one here that blows me away. Mm. Ready? No female shall appear in a bathing suit on any highway within this state of Kentucky unless she be escorted by at least two officers or unless she be armed with a club. The law was later amended with, the provisions of this statute shall not apply to females weighing less than 90 pounds, nor exceeding 200 pounds, nor shall it apply, ready, to female horses.
Wait, now it's that all of a sudden opened up a way too big a rabbit hole. Does that mean that any female animal other than horse needs two cops next to it or a club?
I'm baffled. This is the wildest thing. What? Is this?
Whoa, miss. Where do you think you're going? You need at least two police officers. Oh, no. Whips out club.
Don't worry.
I'm
my
all
club.
Right.
Also, I just hit 201 this morning, so I'm also good in that way. I am double secure. Here is my horse. They're also safe. She has no penis.
Here is my horse.
Zane, I have a question for you.
You have a question for me? Very good.
I have a question for the
Go
both
for
of
it.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, brothers. Last week at work, the mask ban was lifted for vaccinated folks. So for the
Hold on. Yeah. I think you sent this into the wrong podcast.
Yeah, wait.
I
I think you missed it there. I don't think this is ours.
Dear Justin, Travis, and Griffin.
Last week at work, the mask ban was lifted for vaccinated folks. So for the first time since working at my workplace, I've seen just now how ugly all my coworkers are. As a part of this, I've also noticed just how little my coworkers smile at me now that their masks are gone. But I definitely always thought that they were smiling at me underneath their mask. When I tried smiling at some people, it felt forced and I didn't like it. Are we moving into an era of not smiling at coworkers through our daily pleasantries? Thank you.
Are we moving into this era?
I into thought an that era like, of not smiling at people because
that's
we're,
just bad work
so environment.
Like, I've seen bad work environments where people just don't smile at each other. I think
is that what made it bad? Was that the only thing that made it bad?
It being a bad work environment?
I feel like somebody refusing to smile all of a sudden is like the icing on the cake of what you're doing is telling me you have a bad personality. That's all it is.
That's gotta be it. Like there's too much. Like
everybody's doing it, and everybody's just like, oh, I used to smile with my eyes. Now I don't know how to smile with my mouth anymore.
Ooh.
Is that just the era we're moving into?
Oh, but like, have you tried like smiling with your eyes and not your mouth, and it's just not the right reaction? So like Will just did is he tried I think smiling with his mouth and not his eyes. I don't know what that was.
I've
that
been
was just
told
you
several
squinting.
Times while I wear yeah, it kind of just looks like me squinting. I do squint when I smile many times.
But that's the thing. If there's an era where people had to get used to smiling with just their eyes. I mean, I never stopped smiling under the mask. I thought that I would have been the exact same boat. I would also have thought that everybody was smiling at me under the mask. And so when people take it off, if a bunch of people aren't smiling, that would catch me way off guard. But I think that means that you just need to get back to... You said you felt like your smile was forced. You just need to get back to having a contagious smile. And I know that it's not good to have anything contagious nowadays.
That's an everybody thing.
But like...
I think that might be a you thing and a couple others.
No, everyone needs a contagious smile. And it's bad terminology for specifically the time that we live in to say that you have to have something contagious that catches on to everybody.
That smile, that's a plague.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's a plague of a smile.
If people are coming in vaccinated, they haven't been catching the smile, and so now they're immune to smiling. That's
Boo.
What it is.
Okay, I found the opposite effect.
Oh.
When I'm at work... the mask ban was lifted up on Friday, and I've noticed that people who I did not think were ever smiling at me, turns out they look decently happy.
Huh.
Like,
I mean,
more than
good.
Often. Yeah. That's been, I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, it seems like they actually enjoy my presence. They're not just here for what they need from me, you
also,
know?
Also, I'm living in an area where people haven't fully committed to the masks can be off inside thing. Everybody's
right.
still really wearing
okay.
masks inside. So it's still
I
an
am.
Enigma
yeah,
for me.
Sure.
You know? So, like, I wish I could talk from personal experience on, like, knowing. But, you know, it's still the mask for me. Unless they did unmask and their face is a mask underneath, that'd be a wild turn of events. To find
yeah,
out
would...
that, like, oh, you actually, this whole time, the bottom half of your face was mask.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. But now
right.
I know because you took off the other mask.
I think I always just assumed also that people had smaller mouths than they actually do.
Huh. Now tell
like
me, now go on about that.
Well, it's just like, I feel like on Friday when I saw a lot of people who did decide to take off their mask, that I have not seen their mouths, and I just thought they wouldn't be that huge. Like, they're gigantic, some of these.
Did you like, after they took them off, you just say, huh? And they say,
huh,
what's wrong?
Mouth.
And you just say, like, yeah, no, big mouth. And they say, excuse me? Did you see Big Mouth? New season on Netflix.
Not my cup of tea, but it seems like it would be yours. I actually am not afraid of the idea of an era where we do not smile when we do not mean it. That's
yeah,
the only
that's
thing.
Fair.
And if that's what this does, then so be it. I'm fine with the idea of that.
That's mighty fine. Don't have to force the smile. I guess that's another good point. When somebody said, like, are we moving into an era where we just don't smile at each other? I would say, like, an era where we maybe just really don't force our smiles because we've become, I guess that's what it is. Over the past year or so, we've become very comfortable with not having to falsify our reaction to daily life. So if you naturally wouldn't have smiled at a certain conversation, you didn't have to make it look like you were interested because they wouldn't see it anyway. So I guess that is it, is really, like, if there's a conversation you're not really interested in, you don't have to make it look like you're super interested in it. And it's probably something that people are going to become very comfortable with mindset-wise too, as opposed to, like, because the forced smile kind of came from, like, the, in my mind, it kind of came from, like, you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings by, like, looking mm-hmm. disinterested.
Letting them know that you are, like, engaged and enjoying their company. And we got away with not doing that with all the mask stuff. I'm trying to think of how I can master without having to bring on, like, a big smile every conversation, how to let them know that I am interested. I've been practicing in this camera for about 45 seconds in order to try to make that happen.
You just have to, thank you. You just have to, like, during every conversation, you just have to put your hand on their shoulder and then don't let go until they stop talking. Thank you. As
That's
Will reaches into the
That's
camera.
That's a lot. I'm still against the touchy of strangers.
Anytime
mostly.
Anybody starts to talk to you, you immediately have to forcibly pull them in and hug them so tight that they feel like they could never be let go and say, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, until they start crying, and then you run out.
Maybe instead of showing them throughout an entire conversation that you're, like, moderately engaged, maybe you just show them how incredibly excited you are to see them right off the bat, that just kind of, like, carries over throughout the entire conversation. So you see them, you're like, oh my gosh, Mark! And you just bring them in for a big hug, and you're just like, I love seeing you. I love seeing your face. I love seeing your whole body. I'm glad you're here. And then you can just kind of do whatever you want.
I love seeing your whole body, Mark.
Mark your body. And so then you...
Mark your body. It's on full display now without the masks.
Oh, your body, Mark. And so then you don't have to do anything afterwards because you already let them know, like, that'll last a while is what I'm saying. That's like,
that's
that'll
true.
Hold you off.
That's true. Bad analogy because it's a sports one, but it's like if you hit a home run in baseball, it like you did the job that got your team the lead. You, if you're not getting a couple hits, you still have the lead. So it's like all of, yeah, that hug, that embrace, last is like that's your lead on like showing them that you care about the conversation. So like if you're not smiling and laughing at every single thing, they're like, well, they did give me that big beautiful hug earlier, so I know that they care.
They did hug me really good at the beginning. It was 20 minutes of them definitely not listening and like on their phone while I tried talking to them, but that hug was almost worth it.
What
it actually was worth
see-
it. It was nearly not worth it by the end, but it was worth it. That is the idea we're trying to get to.
What if you could see like a meter after you hug, like a meter that like fuels up from you hugging them, and you can see that slowly deteriorate as the conversation goes on. So you can
what
see
if we
once
could just
the
have Sims bars to tell me how much I have to piss.
how,
Wouldn't that
how
be
hungry
nice?
I am, how hungry I am, how much I have to go to the bathroom, and how tired I am, and that's it. Also,
how much enjoyment and entertainment I've had recently, my social bar.
I walk into the bathroom, I go to the bathroom, I turn around, there's no longer a door.
I'm now in a swimming pool, and now the ladder is gone.
And time is moving rapidly, and I'm very close to death out of nowhere.
I'm in 3x speed, and I can't stop swimming. I am now in a 4x4 closet with no doors.
Sims life would be a wild life. Would you rather... This is true. I just said this is true. It's
this
not.
This is true, would you rather?
Is this a true, would you rather? Would you rather be a character in a Sims game knowingly or the overseer of a Sims game, but like also everybody that you're overseeing knows you're overseeing them?
So you're asking whether I would want to be the overseer or a person in the world?
Yes.
Which one would I
but
rather
either be? Either you know that you're in a Sims game and that your surroundings are being controlled, and I mean like Sims lifestyle, like literally like what I said, like the doors could disappear randomly, time could rapidly speed up, like they could just kill off characters or turn them into like vampires if they wanted, whatever. But like that, or you're the overseer doing that to everybody, but everybody in the Sims world knows that you're the one doing that.
Mm. Are these Sims people real people that I can like have conversations with and they're cool?
I think you can
still talking schnabba wabba every sentence.
I think that's a really, I think you can speak Sims. I think it's that, but you can speak Sims.
So it's not that they speak English. It's that I speak Somalian is what you're saying. I think that's the money, actually, Somalians. Anyways, you know what? I will learn the language. I would love to be their god.
That would be wild.
Just for a day, I would love to play god on some Sim folk who only speak schlabba wabba. Zane, give me a middle stuff. Hi there, guys. Welcome so much to the middle stuff, where we do grow and we learn not to cut each other off for the middle stuff. Oh, there it is. I hear it now. There's that music. Hello. Welcome. Thanks so much for making it this far. Snake. Is that my voice? Oh, it's a snake. I didn't even notice. Our new middle stuff music.
The new middle stuff transition. There's an ad that we saw on, was that on Amazon? VAT19, whoever makes like the giant gummy animals. And they had a song for the giant like 26-pound gummy python, 8 foot long, like serves 450 people. And that song
That's assuming they all have one serving.
Yeah.
You are not having
one
serving.
Good. The song is so good. Land of the free, home of the snake, tastes good. Made in the USA. It is
tastes good.
Such a high quality song that it has to be a radio transition in this show at some point. I'm just letting people know that the button now exists.
Guys, thanks so much for making it this far to the halfway mark. We really appreciate it. Oh, it's the water music again. We are in the Mario Water World.
Yeah, this is the middle stuff music.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if we were doing both or just maybe the looping snake.
Nope. How about that middle stuff, huh?
How about that middle stuff, huh? Tell me about it, Zane.
Oh, gosh. Well, fine. If you guys want to find us on any kind of social, any kind of platforms that you can listen to us on, anchor.fm/saveyourbacon has you covered, because that's where you can find out that we are on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, CastBox, a bunch of stuff. So it's a very easy way to share it with anybody on the go, because if they're like, well, I don't have a Spotify account, no worries, because if you know about us on Anchor, you can take care of that easily. You can also support us on there. You can send us messages there. But since our entire show thrives on your questions and talking to, with, and about you guys, if you do want to send us questions, please email those to saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. One more time for the GPSs, that is saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. Again, we adore you guys so much. Every single one of you that sends in a question. We literally had an episode where we had an award show and we gave an award out to the audience. And I feel like at some point, once we're like flooded with questions, which would be wild, it'd be fun to just be doing specifically an audience award show.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, Zane, mini question for you really quick.
Yeah.
Regular world, but every law you've ever broken hangs above your head now, all of a sudden. How you doing?
Regular world, but every law that I've ever broken.
It's just broadcasted above your head to everyone. Every law you've ever broken.
All right. And how small are we talking?
Small.
And I mean literally like when mom says don't eat Oreo before bed and I eat Oreo.
Laws, not rules. Okay. Laws.
Okay. Well, is it a law to accidentally, like, there was a time that you accidentally had, like, a little, like, pocket keychain monster in your pocket when we walked out of a Walmart, and I know you didn't intentionally steal it, but you had it.
Did I do that?
Yep.
Wait, what was it that I accidentally stole?
It was, like, whatever it was. It, like, made, like, a weird noise, and we'd play it in choir. It had a light in its mouth, and it would like make this weird noise. And I think it was a frog.
Little monster.
It was a little tiny monster.
It was a little froggy.
Yeah.
I wonder if I accidentally did that, or I was embarrassed buying it, and so I was like, "Oops."
But this is the question: if you would like,
I think, yeah. If you would, I mean, if you accidentally kill someone, you did kill someone.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a fair argument.
That is manslaughter. Actually, that's probably the worst one because that is a different thing that happens.
Now, you can't just go to a judge and they say, you killed that man, and be like, yeah, but I didn't know I was going to kill him.
Yes, you can. That's called manslaughter, Zane. That is the difference between murder and manslaughter. It's intention. That is literally like the only one where that matters. Like, if you crash your car, they're like, I didn't mean to. Like, we know you didn't mean to do that. We're aware you didn't mean to do that. But if you kill somebody and you're like, I really did not mean to kill that man. I accidentally hit them with my car. They're like, okay, manslaughter for you.
I think I'm doing all right. I think I'm doing
You're doing all right? Yeah. I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing okay just because of the comparison that other people will have.
Yeah, that's true. I think I am... If there was like a spectrum of like this green area where everybody's like very, very safe and polite and like... Maybe the worst thing that they've done is run a stop sign. Right. And then there's the middle area where it's like people have like shoplifted. It's, and they're not really like harming people, but they've done more than just run a stop sign once.
Yours would be accomplice to stop sign theft. That would be on there.
Oh, cool. See that? No, that's cool.
That's badass.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That one's just cool, guys.
See, like, that's the
like, guys, shut up. This one's cool.
If you like, if I found a street sign that said Shaw Street, I would take that. So, like, that's cool. It's a point being, you gotta have a good resume. You gotta have a good resume hanging
in a video
above
game.
Yes, in a video game. Yeah. So, yeah, like, you gotta have a cool resume. You can't just be like, oh, yeah.
I would break cool laws in a video game.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But like if we throw it up to the people that are in the red and it's like I've done a murder every day for 10 years.
Now that seems excessive.
That's a bad resume.
Yeah, like that it's just like your people judge you based on your character, based on all the laws you've broken and whatever your thing is. I wonder if not being patriotic is a law.
That's why.
We're like, you know, like, are you allowed to not be very patriotic?
I've broken that law.
I'll tell you what, Zane.
I think that's fine.
And it's not even an anti-America thing. I just don't care.
That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. Land of the free, home of the snake.
Let's see. We had a one mutual friend. I turned 18 before like everybody else, and so he was like, I desperately want to try a strawberry flavored e-cigarette, and so we went to El Gas Station O, and the lady was like, "Now, kids, don't do it. Don't buy these cigarettes. Don't get this started."
As she's taking your money and handing.
No,
you
I know.
Bag
she's like,
it.
I'm literally like, please give me the strawberry e-cigarette. Yeah. And then she was like, "Don't do it, kids. Let this be the only one you do." And there, and she was like, "How old are you? How old are you?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, today's my birthday. I'm 18 now." And she's like, "Don't do it, please. Don't do this ever." And I was like, "Ha ha ha! Thank you for the e-cigarette." And I took it, and me and my friend who is not quite 18 went and did smoke the entire strawberry flavored e-cigarette. That was the only one I've ever had.
Yeah, no, I've never smoked anything.
You know exactly who I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, I bet.
What a vagrant. There
are only two people that came to mind. That's wild. This is even wilder. So the first time that I ever drank was when I was 18, but I was in Venice where the legal drinking age is 16.
Mm.
And so now taking into account, would it be hanging above your head if it's specifically you broke the law in the location where where you did the thing? Or is
I'm
it
sure
if it breaks the law anywhere?
Is judging this. We'll be able to figure that out. My pea brain cannot. And for that reason, I'm going to ask Zane, give me another question.
All right. And before the question, we might as well play that anchor ad, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Do you want another question?
I do. Hit me.
All right. Very good. In what state is it illegal for a man to give his fiance a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds?
Whoa.
In what world?
What is the worry? Is that just like you're taking too much from like the pool of other candy for other people?
That means that you cannot give your fiance 2 gummy pythons. That is illegal. And from what I remember reading, I think that can get you up to a year or two in prison.
Huh.
I think it could give you potential prison time. You want options? You got it, friend. Your options are, and I'm going to make this stupid, Iowa, Idaho, Ohio.
Okay. I'm trying to, I don't think it's Idaho. It sounds a little too remote. I don't think there's, or maybe that's the trick. Maybe there's not enough of a supply.
Home of the potatoes. They've got too many potatoes. Gotta have some like box of candy to sweeten out that starch.
But not too much.
Not 50 pounds. 49, that's fine. 49's fine. 50 is too much.
Iowa, Idaho, and Ohio.
I want a box of candy that's at least 50 pounds.
I'm going to go with Ohio. Ohio seems like a good candy state. Okay. They're like, guys, chill out. It's too much at this point, you know?
All right, Ohio, the candy state capital of the world. That's your final answer?
Yes.
All right. It actually is Idaho.
Oh, my God.
It actually is.
I wish there was reasonings for these. I want to know the history, you know? Maybe we got to include
that
next time.
There certainly is. There certainly is, because sometimes I'll look up the reasoning behind it, and I'm sure that there's something, like, it could be anywhere from there was a person that once did this, and then something happened to their fiance after eating the whole box too quickly. Maybe it, like, infested the place with rats, or maybe it was something as simple as, like, it broke, like, a mailing postage rule that they had because of, like, how heavy the box was, and, like, there are so many different ways that that law actually could have come into play. That it actually is very interesting.
I'm also just afraid that some of the reasonings are just really lame, you know? Mm-hmm. But either way, good one. Now give me a real question.
Yep, okay. This question comes from, in what state is...
Come on.
Just one more. In what state is it illegal? Straight up illegal. Like, you can get 30 days in prison.
All these things are illegal.
No, for real, you can get for real jail time still if you put on a puppet show in a window.
Oh.
Yeah. And this happens in... I'll make it
yeah,
condensed for you.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Those are, oh gosh, I knew it was East Coast. It's like a really old timey thing of like, it's like a 13 colonies age sort of thing where that was their entertainment.
And at some point, some puppet show
really
got
hard.
Well out of hand.
You know, I'm going to say New York.
New York, final answer?
Yes.
Absolutely correct. You cannot put on any performance of puppet from a window to entertain people outside.
I'm so good at this. I have a 66% win rate right now today.
You're not doing too shabby, that's for sure. That's for true.
It feels weird giving you three questions, bro, but give me another. Not a state.
No. I've got a question
that was sent in. Thank you.
This question's called Meat Eaters. Dear Zane and Will, my significant other is afraid of creatures that keep pests away from our house, such as cats, hawks, etc. She loves most mouse-like pests. This dislike is because of a serious phobia, so I'm not going to change her mind on small predators. But how can I get the mice and rodents to start attacking each other or, like, start a proxy war or steal Helen of Troy mouse? Like, how can I... If I can't get a cat in here to take care of the rodents, what I do? And that is signed by Mike Fallick, number one question asker. Thank you.
If only there are ways to trap mice without cats, you know?
Cat's the only way. People
That's
get cat because gets mouse. People get dog because gets cat.
Yeah.
Those
are
the only
reasons. Coyote because get dog.
Yeah, and then people get horse because get coyote.
They eat those things so good.
You ever see those female horses on the side of the road with the club?
Devour coyotes. Those wild packs of horses that I let out on the ranch every now and again just to eat all the coyotes that are eating my dogs, that are eating my cats, that are eating my mice.
In the backyard, my foresty backyard at 2 a.m., I always hear a wild pack of horses neighing as they go on the hunt. Those nocturnal beasts.
You know, we do get things that do eat coyotes, and that's called a gun. I would love to have had that at a certain point when my sweet little chestnut was besnatched by a coyote several years ago.
Coyotes have no goodwill behind their intentions. They
Rest
just
in
do
peace.
It for the They just do it for the squad. That's what it's all about.
Do you remember the nickname I used to call Chestnut?
Mm-mm.
We called it the Pope. I'm not sure why. I don't know. There wasn't a good name. Maybe it came off of like puppy, you know, like, oh, it's puppy. It's Pope. Pope.
All right. I like that. Hey, Mike, rest get in a peace, Pope. Pope.
Get I a think Pope. You should get a small dog that would be better categorized as a cat because that isn't the theoretical like predator, but maybe mm-hmm. the mice will see it and be like, that could very well be a cat. Mm-hmm. I should skedaddle.
I do also think, in general. Maybe like,
what is a scarecrow for mice? What is the scare mouse?
Oh gosh, I mean, so like the stupid answer. Let's get this one out of the way right away, because you're mm-hmm. not going to want to invest in mouse traps. Because the perk of cat is cleanup's done for you. Mouse traps, bad time afterwards.
When you're clean a kitty's litter box, you are kind of cleaning up the mouse trap.
But yeah, but like you don't have to like, you don't have to think of it that way.
Potato, potato. I think of it that way. When I look at my dog and I say, "What are you made of, dog?" I think you are made of 99% dog food.
Huh?
My dog is 100% dog food. 99. We feed him some stuff. 100 to 99%
dog food.
Somewhere between 99% and 100% dog food, I would say.
You ever look at your dog and just think, you know, what are you made of?
If you break down dog food and put it back together correctly, you will get a dog.
That's it's really like, good.
If you put in the right, like, you type the right stuff on your computer and click the right stuff, it just like, it wouldn't even take long, like 20, 30 seconds, you would be all of a sudden in like, you know, the mainframe of like highest level security clearance for the United States government.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The same thing. If you do the right combo with dog food, you will get a dog.
See, I see that our question asker wants to find a way to get rid of the mouse, rodents, whatnot. But,
I see that our question asker does not want to hear what my dog is made of, and I do understand.
No, I'm saying,
that.
But why aren't we even slightly entertaining the thought of if you can't beat them, join them? Like, Ratatouille was a cool guy. Just turn your living room into like a nice habitat for them and let them just live it out.
Oh, no, this is my house. Zane.
Well, it can be our house.
Mouse house. This is not the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse for fans.
But like, why like, not? Why
if
not?
If you're going to start a horde, and this is what ends you up on TLC.
My Will strange
Plumbo
addiction
from Minnesota.
I just let the mouses with happen.
I just kind of really embrace them and bring them into my life. I have little food and water bowls and little burrows set out in my house just to make sure more feel welcome.
So, if we're not going to be friendly and let some come by, I suggest that you you invest in a bottomless pit. And
oh,
so you let's do this.
A portable hole.
You know how like yes, a portable hole, and you're going to put it probably like you can hide it every now and then under a rug and you know how, like, back in the day, the, like, Apple for iPods made, like, the iDog and the iFish and, the like, those robots that danced around and lit up when your iPod was plugged into them as speakers?
I happily suppressed those memories.
Because we had the iFish in a comedy sketch.
Really?
Yeah, it was
yeah,
the Rudolphish
you're right.
in the
it
Christmas
was the Rudolphish.
Spirit sketch. But, like, I'm sure they made an iCat. So what you do is you get that. So it looks like to the mice, it looks like cat. So they freak out. They turn around. They're not, their bearings are lost. Run straight into bottomless pit. You don't have to clean up afterwards. You don't have to clean up after cat afterwards. Your SO hopefully does not have fear of fake robot cat that only plays music at louder levels.
So here is my new movie pitch. It's called Scare Mouse, and it's about a group of two guys who go back in time in order to go to 2008 and grab the last living iCat to bring it back to 2021 to set it up near the mouse holes in my walls, therefore scaring the mice away and having it so I don't have to kill an innocent mouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the only other suggestion that I can really think of is truthfully, maybe the most helpful one. It's not that hard to invest in the material that the board game Mousetrap is made out of. Just make it larger. Yes.
Okay.
Just make larger Mousetrap. Just put down plate of cheese. Then, when you see plate of cheese covered with mice, you push the, what I assume has to be bowling ball-sized marble down this path that all of us starts this elaborate Rube Goldberg machine that is then going to trap them under a cage that, dare I say, might have holes in it that are easy enough for the mouse to slip through, but it'll still be really cool to see that thing drop after. It's going to take like a week to set up properly, and you've got to test it too. And when you test it, the mice are going to see you testing it and be like, all right, so don't go for that plate of cheese. But then like they go for a second plate of cheese, and that one's over the bottomless pit, and they didn't see that coming. And
yeah, there is actually a real-life Mousetrap game.
Oh.
I think it was, I don't know if it was a show or it's just like an event, but it rung a bell and I looked it up and I was right. There is a real-life Mousetrap game.
How effective is
people.
It? For people. Oh, how effective
it's,
is it?
It's people trap. I think somebody got seriously hurt and they had to stop doing it.
bad scenario. If there are enough mice and you set this up, there is a chance that the mice find out how to push the bowling ball and they trap you.
Kickstarter, build a bigger mousetrap.
How much backing does it have?
I think it was probably 10 years ago this was done. I'm checking. I don't know.
All right.
It is here. It won't show me any numbers. That's a bowling ball.
Dude, yeah, that's what I was saying. Balls. I was saying it had to be bowling ball size.
It's gotta be bowling ball size.
It's bowling balls or nothing. That was Nerf's original slogan, which didn't really work.
Did not go good through testing. It was made for kids. I bought a bowling ball. Which actually tethers into my question. So I'm going to ask you my question.
Okay.
I'm going to answer with, I bought a bowling ball.
Very good.
Okay. Zane and Will, did you participate in the 100 Mile Garage Sale this last weekend? I got a small Christmas tree for my dog. Do you guys have tips and tricks to hunt down the best garage sales? Thank you. I bought a bowling ball. I'm going to get it. You keep talking, Zane.
I bought a bowling ball. I'm going to get it. For anybody that's listening, am I the only one, and I gotta ask this to Will when he's listening, oh my god, he already has the bowling ball. You got that so quickly.
How do I prove, here, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Did you hear that?
Yes, of course I heard it. It's a bowling ball.
That's the sound of me slapping a bowling ball.
It has no holes. That's a bad bowling ball, dude.
No, it's a good bowling ball. That's what I thought. Bad bowling ball, no holes. What I learned, good bowling ball, because now I get to make holes for just Will.
All right, nope.
Just Will's holes.
And what do you use to make Will's holes?
Let's back it up. This bowling ball does not come with any holes because they need to be drilled into it. I did not know this existed, but I found a bowling ball. This thing's worth like $100. I bought it for $10.
Oh my god!
How stellar is that?
Oh my god!
I like bowling.
I like
bowling $10 worth.
How do you find a pre-holed bowling ball?
For $10, I know. That's how you normally buy them, it turns out. And then you go to somebody and you stick your fingers in like a mold for them or something, and they make custom holes for you.
No.
I know, right?
We've all just cannot be true.
I know. This is coming from people who have no clue how like real bowling works, because supposedly that's all how it happens.
I'm struggling here because of many things. One, the bowling ball is cool. And
it's 15 pounds.
That's wild.
It's really heavy.
Yeah, that's above what I use to bowl. I think I use like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But so I'm now stuck on, okay, bowling ball, no holes. It's just ball then right now. It can't be
right
bowling.
Right now it is just heavy ball.
Yeah, it's big heavy. Marble. It's big. It's oversized.
Ooh,
shot put.
I should not have dropped that.
And now, can we get back to what I was originally confused by? Uh-huh. 100 miles of a garage sale.
I didn't even know this was real, but I do know this exists because I was a part of it. I was not a part. I did not have a garage sale. I went sailing. Garage sale, like, why do I do
you can't
this?
Yeah, I was
why
gonna
do
say
I
two
say
different
stuff
things
the way that I say. I went garage sailing 2 weekends ago for the 100 mile garage sale, which was basically for 100 miles up the Mississippi. there's like is one day a year that everybody has a garage sale. So I went to like 30 garage sales. So to answer your question, yes, I was there.
Oh my gosh.
A bowling ball. I got several shirts. I got, what else did I get? I got some other stuff.
That I know. I wasn't there. I'm upset that I wasn't there because that would have been a buck wild experience. I only ever know that there's like sometimes they're like, oh yeah, and this block in the hometown's having a garage sale where like four of the houses are having a garage sale at the same time. And then I know that there are like flea markets, but this is above and beyond. This is like the Comic-Con of garage sales.
Yeah. It's the most Midwestern thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
And the fact that you can get an unholed bowling ball for just $10.
$10 unholed bowling ball.
That's steal. That's big steal.
I'm smiling from ear to ear at my future bowling endeavors.
You know what's upsetting is the answer to all of the questions, like the true, wholehearted, real, deep answer to all of the questions today, could have been found at that 100-mile garage sale.
Probably. I don't know what, I can't even remember what the other questions are, but they could probably have the answers found at the garage sales.
Yeah.
The 100-mile garage sale does lend itself to having a lot of trashy garage sales, though. We hit 30. About 20 of them were pretty low quality, I would say, just because they're like, all right, well, everybody else doing it. Time to throw our garbage in the driveway, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it ended up being, but I did get some bangers.
That's absolutely wild.
Yeah, so Zane, what are your tips and tricks to finding the best garage sale sales?
There actually is.
I got lamps. Oh. I got lamps.
Oh.
And I almost bought an old style movie theater, movie, like, you know, outside a movie theater where it'll have like the displays of all the different big posters.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one of those being sold at it.
Why didn't
from
we
an
get
old
it?
Movie theater? Because it just said, make your best offer. And I didn't want to offend them by how much I was willing to pay for it versus how much it was probably worth.
That's why that's dangerous. Make your best offer. If you offend them, you just don't get it.
But they were really nice.
Yeah, but just don't offer.
If I was like,
dollar.
I don't know, $50, they would
have
been like,
that's better than what I would have said.
I don't think so. How does 400 sound?
I would have said 10. So you would already be way more generous than me.
It was like huge. It had a poster in it. You could like change out the posters. It was like from the 70s and like it's from the 80s. It was
fine.
Really cool.
$12.99. And then take
really
it home.
It. Yeah.
Beautiful. Tips and tricks.
Coffee at a garage sale.
What?
It was a good time. They were just also selling coffee.
Okay. So that wasn't like
sucker.
They weren't just selling like coffee that they didn't drink years ago. $1
like old,
coffee we have not touched.
Coffee. Untouched garage coffee.
Garage
$1.
$1. Don't drink. Antique. Just
get
for
own risk.
Just for looks.
Here are my tips and tricks to get the best garage sale sales. Go in and act like the moment you see something you desperately want, like you don't need it.
Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
Only thing I will say.
Yep.
And that is only because most people our age do not understand the art of the barter.
Yeah.
Zane, did I tell you that I turned my sword and the area of my house into a shrine to the sword?
No, you
did. I did. I'll have to show you that later. But yeah, I happily bartered myself down, but it's like from the original cost of that sword. All I mean to say is it's really hard to actually like go back and forth with somebody and try to win them over on the cost of something.
Yeah.
The garage sales, they just want to get rid of it.
That's
they just
very
want it
true.
Gone so badly. That's why it's here.
You just got to like, you got to realize that when you're going to the garage sale, you've already got the upper hand. So if you show any ounce of like begging to get something when you walk in, they've seen so many people that they're like, they're desperate for selling one thing for more than a dollar that they're mm-hmm. probably going to try and talk you up slightly. So you might as well just be like, when you see the thing you want, I recommend you do a full like lap of the place before you even pick it up. Like you just got to like look at it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where I want to be. And then you walk around the whole place and then you come back to that thing. And you hope and pray that somebody else didn't have the same mindset and take it before you get back to the thing. But if that's the case, it's yours and it was meant to be.
Yeah, act like their stuff is worthless. That'll put them in their place.
That'll really, yeah. When you walk by it, try not to throw up while making eye contact with the people that own the house.
Oh my gosh, this thing sucks. I'll give you $20.
It sucks.
Oh, I hate that. $20? Yes?
Oh, this car is awful. $20? No, that car is not for sale. That's just our driveway. $20? It's so bad.
This car sucks. $20.
This car might be the worst car I've ever seen. I'll give you, let's say, $20.
Guys, thank you so much for getting this far. We're so happy that we had you here, and that you get to be part of our little sit down and talk. Next time, pipe up some. I didn't really hear you say much, and you can say whatever you want. Nobody's forcing you to be here.
We've never once said that you, the audience, were not allowed to talk during the podcast. You guys just do. We appreciate that you sit there and listen, but like, if you have questions, raise your hand and like, you can talk. It's no problem.
Honestly, my name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
This has been Save Your Bacon, an advice comedy podcast. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest of your week. Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it twice.